Hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus. We continue our better new and living way by chapter 3 or part 3. Just a second, I must see. Part 3, we start with this part is about freedom of for rule followers. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1, do not turn away from God's message, because God's message is holy and it is something great for us. All our hope, all our wishes, we have it by knowing, understanding God's message. Then we are going to be successful in our life in this world. Hebrews chapter 1, in Jesus, God has shown us who He is. And yes, of course, because Jesus came from the heaven in the form of human to save us and learn us. He experienced all our pain in this world, and by all God's commandments before Jesus, He destroyed all those pain in our life to make a sin-free and peaceful life for us. And Jesus learned us about kingdom of God, and whatever He did, because Jesus was Son of God, it was a projection of God's will and our Holy Father. And God also has confirmed in Hebrew that God shown us who He is through Jesus. And God's Son is greater than angels, yes, of course, because in Hebrews chapter 1, part 4 to 14, God has explained how Jesus is. God has called Jesus His Son. God has called Jesus greater than angels, and God has called Jesus as God, and God has called Jesus a king who rules the world forever. Hallelujah, amen. In Acts chapter 16, Timothy travels with Paul and Silas, and they travel and met Timothy when they were arriving in Lystra, and they were believer, and because Timothy was a believer, and his father and mother were Jewish, and then Timothy, as soon as Timothy meet Paul and Silas and communicate with them, he very quickly joined them and traveled to different places, and they did their duty, and they invite as many as possible to Jesus in Perium, and baptized them and left them to the hand of Jesus to restore them and secure them and restore them to the kingdom of God. And Paul has vision in Hebrews chapter, in Acts chapter 16, part 6 to part 10. Paul and his friends, they wanted to do something, expand the Christianity in Asia, but Holy Spirit stopped them because they weren't ready yet to accept. And they arrived, and they appeared in another region and tried to make a save as many as possible and talk with many people about Jesus and his actions, and also they talk about their testimony, and make people be amazed that join them and baptize them and leave them in the hand of Jesus. Lydia become a believer, and it was another person who was important in in Israel, and they no, it was it was in some place, maybe it was in Macedonia. And yes, it was in Macedonia. They appeared and they worshipped Jesus, and they preached for people about Jesus and his life and his revelation. And Lydia heard about that, and she became amazed, and she became believer and joined. And they, Paul and Silas, baptized Lydia and let her and she started also to learn about Jesus and be active. In Acts chapter 16, part 16 to 34, no, to 40, we are reading about the Roman rulers put Paul and Silas in prison. And when Paul and Silas continued with their action in another region, a lot of Roman arrested Paul and Silas and put them in jail, and but they didn't give up, and they only answered all the Jewish leaders' question in very beautiful, proper way, and God and Jesus saved them free, and they continue to make people believe, and they didn't give up, and they all the time told to Pharisees and Jewish leaders to believe that Jesus they tried to stop the wrong way to live, and they told them, believe in Jesus Christ, then God will save them. But God saved both Jesus and Silas, and they became free. And in Acts chapter 20, Paul visits Macedonia and Greece again. When they became safe from the jail, from the prison, they continued to go to Macedonia and Greece again and talk with people and try to learn them about everything, about the life, about the truth, about how they can be righteous, and how they can be a faithful children of God and Jesus, and bring as many as possible to Jesus Imperium. Paul visits the believers in Troas for the last time, and his last place was Troas, and there also he talked with people, and he tried to understand them as the same way that Jesus used parables, and that people understand, they also use parables, because they've learned about those people's tradition and culture, and talk a bit about Christian life, and let them find themselves comforted and learn about Jesus and join Jesus. Paul met the leader of believers, those people who had heard about Jesus, and they believed, and they were active too, and they also met each other and made a testimony, both Paul and the leader of believers, and they make a lot of good cooperation decision, and try to make a communion, make a corporation together, and save as many as possible. And Paul promised them that they send the letters to them to inform them and make them acknowledge them about God and Jesus and his testimony, and they'll also ask them that they should do the same, send the letters to Paul, that in case it is something, then he can be helpful. It was all in this part, and God bless you all, and we continue with part 4 in the next section.